Now when this is their way of thinking, that everything is man-made, man controls everything, and everything is from man, then they were confronted with the big question that from where did man come then? For us, no problem. Over and over in the Quran Sharif, Allah says, Allah created insan. And so we got no problem. Allah created us. But they have taken out Allah from the equation. They have to, that Allah doesn't exist. In fact, they say that Allah Ta'ala, in one psychology, the first chapter, is that did we create God or did God create us? And it is also important to note the first phrase, the first sentence, did we create? In other words, we're just believing there is some God. God didn't create us. According to them, there is no God. And we created a superpower in our minds and in our hearts, and we believe in Him. So all those things, we can see how dangerous these are. And acquiring that type of education, so much our elders have told us that whose book you read, the right things can be written in the book, but the author, what he's got in his heart, is going to be transferred to you. You are going to be influenced by that. Who you associate with. And therefore, it's also very necessary that you might talk with a person, a casual discussion, no problem. But what that person has got in his heart, the effect is going to fall on you. It has to happen. It has to have an effect on you. So therefore, it's very necessary that we see where we are, with who we associate, etc. One is the person is helpless, somebody comes, he meets you, you greet him, and he's a Muslim. But one is to become close to him. Mawalat, close connection. Even with the non-believers, that close connection, that effect is going to fall on you. And therefore, it is very necessary. What is for business, you deal business and you keep it to business. You know, any other office work, you keep it to office work. But to become close friends, and what that person, what he stands for, that is going to rub off to whatever degree, maybe very little, maybe a great amount, but it will rub off onto you. So therefore, normally we say that going to universities and that, we say it's not permissible, we shouldn't go, because there's intermingling of sexes, which is true also. The evil that is there, the freedom that is there, which is true also. But the main thing is that now from before they used to teach Darwin's theory of evolution at university level. Now it's in preschool. They are teaching children that our forefathers were monkeys and a monkey became a human being. That is being taught, which is totally against all religions. No religion believes in that. Islam totally disagrees with that. Then, how did the world come into existence? They come with the Big Bang theory, that a very big bang took place and the world came into existence. Whereas we say, Allah says, خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Allah created the heavens and the earth. خَلَقَكُمْ مِن نَفْسٍ وَاحِدًا. Allah created you from one being, from Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. So we, our fundamental difference is here. And it's necessary for us to understand this. Not only the differences on top, superficial, they are also there. But the fundamental difference is this, that is a place where they teach everything. The very foundation of it is that religion, we don't have anything. Religion must have no influence on our lives, etc. It must have no influence on anything that we do, our laws. Religion must not have any influence whatsoever. And our attitude is that religion, Islam, has a full influence on us. We must totally subjugate ourselves to the law of Allah. He is our creator. He is our maker. He knows what our needs are more than what we know. And we are going to be returning to Him again. We are not just going to die and finish, and there is accountability by Allah Ta'ala. So we have to try and understand this very, very important basic difference of the Islamic education, Dini education, and now worldly education is no problem. But the secular education, that education in which religion is taken out of the picture, in which Allah is taken out of the picture, That is very, very dangerous. And they influence every subject, even if it can be maths or science, accounting or medicine. It's not only that particular subject where they will tell you, but in everything it will affect a person. And that is very, very dangerous for a person's deen and for his akhirah. And we are not here in this dunya only for dunya's sake. We all know we have to die, and our real life is in the akhirah, and that is the real important life. And for that we have to prepare. Yeah, life will pass, but the real life is the akhirah's life, and for that we have to prepare. So inshallah, keep this in mind and understand this basic difference. Building on this, hopefully if Allah wishes, we will discuss one example, but a little bit in detail inshallah. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله.